The United States is circulating a draft resolution among members of the UN Security Council that addresses some of the most controversial issues in post-conflict Iraq, among them the role of the UN in political restructuring, the lifting of sanctions against Iraq, and the administration of Iraq's oil contracts. The resolution will be formally presented to the Council tomorrow, NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The resolution is sponsored by the United States, Britain, and Spain, which formed the coalition that went to war against Iraq in March. The resolution calls for the immediate lifting of sanctions imposed against the former regime of Saddam Hussein after Iraq's 1990 invasion of Kuwait. The resolution also describes what it says will be a vital role for the United Nations in rebuilding Iraq, including its political sector. British Ambassador to the UN, Jeremy Greenstock, says a special UN coordinator would work with, not under, coalition forces to help Iraqis reestablish a government. The resolution also would phase out Iraq's oil for food program, which is scheduled to expire June 3rd. As for Iraq's oil contracts, which are administered by the UN, diplomats say the resolution calls for the creation of an international advisory board. It would administer the contracts until an Iraqi government is in place. The U.S. ambassador to the UN, John Negroponte, says the resolution should be approved quickly.
There's no reason why a resolution lifting the sanctions on Iraq should take a prolonged period of time to discuss, and we think that this should be accomplished within the next couple of weeks.
UN diplomats say that Security Council members agree in principle that sanctions should be lifted for humanitarian reasons. But France and Russia, which oppose the war, have raised the issue of UN weapons inspections. France suggests that sanctions should be suspended, not lifted, until UN officials determine whether Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. Russia previously said sanctions had to stay in place until inspectors finished their work. But Russia's foreign minister, Igor Ivanov, today indicated his government could be flexible. UN inspectors left Iraq just before the war. The coalition in Iraq now says that it's taken over the search for weapons and there's no need for UN inspectors to return to Iraq at this time. But UN diplomats say the most explosive issue in the resolution is the plan for administering oil contracts. One diplomat says that some council members undoubtedly will say the resolution still gives the U.S. and its coalition partners too much control over Iraq's oil wealth. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.